This is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Creating a technology revolution, not setting emissions targets, is the key to addressing climate change, according to a study published as part of the Copenhagen Consensus on Climate, where leading economists ranked 15 policies to address climate change. McGill University economists Isabel Galeana and Chris Green note that the pledge made by the Group of Eight rich nations to cut global greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2050 requires a technology revolution that has yet to begin. To start it, they propose a low yearly worldwide tax of $5 per ton of emitted carbon dioxide on industries, which would slowly rise, doubling every decade. The tax would raise $30 billion for the U.S., This would offset the U.S. share of the $100 billion that the world would need to spend yearly for the rest of the century in global energy research and development, including testing, demonstration, and infrastructure. Research and development funds would be placed in dedicated trust funds, isolating them as far as possible from political interference, while allocation of funds would be left to experts. Energy technology competitions could be held among individual companies, nations, or international coalitions. Rewarding success rather than punishing failure makes this an encouraging approach. For the Climate Change Report, this is Mel Hart.